Adrian Botts online to discuss everything that's going on within his and Gabe Waterhouse's stable. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. We've just been discussing last night with the Manicato. In the steward's report, it reads English, after being loaded in its starting stall, became fractious and after undergoing a vet's examination was passed suitable to race. Apart from maybe losing a near four plate, no explanation last night. How is she a few hours later?
Yeah, look, the mare's pulled up fine. Look, bit of a messy race for us. But look, that's probably just going to cause us to pull up stumps now this campaign, and we'll put her away, give her a good break now, and really focus on the autumn.
Okay. Well, at least she's okay. That's the main thing as people wake up this morning. Righto, Ron.
Adrian, this horse Stonebrook, he looks pretty good. He's, you know, he's what is he, four straight now? He's heading in the right direction.
He certainly is. Look, I don't think we've got anywhere near the bottom of him yet, so I'd like to think there's still plenty of upside, and I hope that he can continue on his continue his winning streak. It looks a nice race for him. I was very pleased to see the rating that they put up with the track. I was fearful that it was going to be quite heavy today, and just the prospect of it improving throughout the day, sort of very pleased at that. In saying that, we took him to Canterbury early in the week, and you know, the track was very, very heavy that morning for the rain we got over the weekend, and he got through it very well. So you know, not concerned by the soft seven put up. I think he'll handle it well, and as I said, he's still got plenty of improvement there, and hopefully we've got a lot more to see from this horse going forward.
Okay, so he always showed you this sort of ability?
He has. Look, he's shown it all the way through and been very patient. And look, I guess every time he stepped out, he's, you know, even sort of his first couple of starts, he just wanted to do a few things wrong, but he's still good enough to get everything done and just win on raw ability. So, you know, he's shown it all the way through, and it's just pleasing to see him continue to take those next steps.
And with his racing style, you wouldn't think 1550 back to 1400 with these conditions will worry him today?
No, not at all. You know, look, I guess it's, you know, 1550 round Canterbury sort of, you know, can be a little bit softer at times. So back to the 14, you know, we're not concerned. You know, he's got that good cruising speed and make it a good, strong 1400 metres for us. You know, after today, I think we can look at stretching him out again. Obviously, I think the mile's probably his best trip. But look, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to see him step over a little bit further as well.
Race 7, Audacious Choice. Well, she's won two of her past three. I know in easier company, but she's got a nice little racing style herself.
Yeah, she puts herself on pace and, you know, sort of takes all the luck out of the equation. She's a good, tough, honest mare, and, you know, she's thrived since we've been able to stretch her out and trip. So I don't think she'll mind the sting out of the ground today. I think that'll really suit her. We have thrown her in the deep end here a bit, you know, sort of a sharp step up in class, but she deserves her opportunity. You know, we're hoping we can test her over some, you know, some stronger company in time to come. So this is just a bit of a test for her today, and we'll see exactly where we're at.
A couple of very interesting runners in race 8, Supply and Demand. Well, he was just amazing last preparation. He resumes off four straight wins, and yeah, I think a lot of people were taken with his barrier trial leading into this race.
Yeah, he's absolutely, he's been phenomenal last preparation, so much time for this horse, and he's come back in great order. We were contemplating what to do with him at the end of the last campaign if we had enough horse left to see through the spring carnival. We opted to just give him a short break. He'd been up for a while and had done plenty. So I think he looks to have come back in fantastic order. And his trial just proved the amount of residual fitness that he had retained from last campaign. And he was nice and forward for that trial. And we threw in a couple of nominations for him for the Group 1 features over in Perth. So it's probably a little bit of a tight preparation to get over there. But you know, we need to start him first off here. You know, only off the back of a one trial and 1400 metres first up. So, again, it's another one that probably pleased the track wasn't too heavy today with a, you know, probably would have been a big ask with a heavy 8 or 9 and the 60 kilos first up over the 1400 metres. But he is forward. He's done plenty of work and, you know, been really happy with him. He does handle all surfaces and, yeah, he's probably a lot more versatile than than what people think. Looking back at his form, you probably expect when he finished the campaign over the, you know, over the longer distances. But I'd say his form around the 1400 and 1600 metres has certainly been very effective as well.
Mm. Your other horse here, Cabeza de Vaca, well, he won 3 from 4 last prep as well, so he resumes off a good prep.
He's coming to hand beautifully. I've got a lot of time for this horse going forward, and I think he can continue to be a very progressive horse for us. Probably will be a bit suited stepping out, you know, a mile plus. They may be a bit sharp for him today, but in saying that, he gets in nicely at the weights with the, you know, after the claim for Rachel as well. And there's a lot to like about his trials, and he's coming to hand beautifully. He's one that, again, went to Canterbury during the week and had a gallop. He probably wasn't as effective through the heavier conditions as a horse like Supply and Demand and Stonebrook. So it'd be interesting just to see how the track pans out for him. But, he's one that will continue to improve throughout the preparation, one to really keep an eye on, particularly once he can get over a mile.
A couple of runners at Moonee Valley, said Sooner, how she arrived. She was tough in the gym crack.
Oh, yeah, huge run of the gym crack. She had to sit wide on pace, 3 wide on pace. She gave a good kick and, you know, only run down in the final strides. But even when she was, you know, challenged a fair way out from home, she really responded well and just showed how tenacious she is. And she's taken it all before coming down to Melbourne. So hopefully we can see a similar run to that. And if she holds that form, she'll run a big race and be very hard to beat, I would have thought.
Race 5, Savopinski. Well, she's an improving Savabil mare. She overachieved in the Yanks. She went great.
Yeah, look, to tell you the truth, that run didn't surprise us. She'd been showing plenty of potential at home, and even though we'd just been taking her along quietly and sort of taking her through the provincial grade, she was certainly always showing a lot more promise than just a provincial mare. So we're able to find the right conditions and throw in that mare's grade at the mile, and she ran accordingly. So she's one that will, you know, get a lot further. We've got a race like the Matriarch in store for her, and I think that'll be a beautiful race for her at the end of the carnival. But she looks well placed here, and her work on Tuesday morning around Moonee Valley was excellent. I'd like to think she's excellent value today, and yeah, one of our better chances for the day.
And you got Sis Montaigne in the Moonee Valley Cup. He was pretty tough in the St. Ledger.
Yeah, he was excellent. We made a couple of gear changes that may have been the key with him. He was able to relax and settle, and he just got into a beautiful rhythm. And he stuck on really well in the St. Ledger. So travels back down to Moonee Valley where he's won previously. He's you know, the horse looks in fantastic order at present. He's racing well, and I think with a similar sort of form line through his previous race, I think he can run another consistent race for us.
And can I just come back? I jumped my page there. Dark Eyes in the last in Sydney, much better second up.
Yeah, much better second up. A huge improvement. He's just takes a little bit of racing now to get him, his peak fitness up. But I think he's improved again, and just seen a bit of a change in him and in his work this week. So really happy with where he's at going into the run. Again, another one that if it was the heavy conditions, we probably weren't as keen on his chances, but been more upbeat with the prospect of an improving track. And he has run really well at Randwick on a soft 7 before over the 2000. So he's coming to hand nicely at the right time, and I think he'll run a very good and honest race for us today.
Beautiful.
Adrian Pino heading towards the Oaks, all good?
Yeah, everything's excellent with her. She's in really good shape, and Gay and I just went and watched her this morning, worked around nicely at Flemington, and still undecided the exact path to the Oaks, whether we'll run in the Wakeful or not. But at this stage, we'll head towards that race and make our decision sort of closer to the date. But she couldn't be pleasing us more.
Yeah, fantastic. Good luck today, mate, in both places.
Thank you very much.